Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third, the third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting second, the third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting third, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Wise. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman, who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Covington reaches second base with a double. Allen goes all the way around to score. Covington moves to third. It's 2-0, Phillies. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple takes first base on ball four. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Dalrymple moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 2-1, Phillies. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Elliott moves to second. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Klaus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Callison reaches second base with a double. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro is hit by the pitch. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise bunts towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaro moves to second. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cisco strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Callison reaches second base with a double. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Covington reaches second base with a double. Callison scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington scores. It's 5-1, Phillies. Ron Locke now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunt. Dalrymple moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Amaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Phillies. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wise moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wise moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine pinch runs for Dick Allen. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wise scores. Gonzalez scores. Wine moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-1, Phillies. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Covington trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wine scores. Callison moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Phillies. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. John Herrenstein now playing left field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunt moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-4, Phillies. John Boozer now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Phillies 11, and the Mets 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dalrymple scores. It's 12-4, Phillies. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boozer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Briggs now playing left field. John Herrenstein now playing right field. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse is 0-for-3 in the game. Clouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Mets 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Phillies. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Herrenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Mets 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Wayne Gram now playing third base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Graham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Darryl Sutherland. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 12, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.